Therefore, rise, plateau by plateau, as far up as you can go. You, along with all the people of Earth, are the only force that can change the future. The best way to connect with everyone else is to converge on wisdom. There will be many challenges in time, and many a fool to hope to mangle the future. Take to thinking in centuries, as one of the signatures to watch for is repetition of mistakes. Things between the 2000s and 2020s are as different as things in 1900 and 1920. Be sure to collect many such ways of seeing. Your tools for thinking will take you a long way ahead. You, as well as all the others, have a center within. This is the center where you are to build. Plateau by plateau, as far up as you can go, this is your greatness. The growing up, taken all the way up. Yes, there is a very clear reason why you can't grasp the world in full. It is because we are not growing up, and humanity has slowed its advancement forward. The process of creation is a deliberate process, and so is the process of growing up. There is a very small divide between the student and the teacher. Read 1,000 books and make your leap from following into leading. You are to become an independent thinker with a body of wisdom tailored to who you are deep down. Each human being requires the light of wisdom to rise and bloom towards the future. That wisdom is scattered in a field of hundreds of books written by wise beings. Wisdom enables you to create new paths by subtle analogy to paths taken before and more. In your independent thinking, you will synthesize a new puzzle piece for the eventual picture of the world. An integrated view that will not only reject corruption, but always serve humanity for the better and never for worse. It will serve as a starting point for others like you, that will borrow from your wisdom to make their own contributions last. The world is the way it is because we are not learning. We are not inheriting wisdom. We can't tell schools are not teaching until it is too late. In this air of weakness, division, blindness, and ailment, there is far too much room for liars to hide in. Liars who do as little as possible, hiding in places where no one dares to look. The worst kind of parasite is the one you never witness draining you of strength. And the worst kind of prison is the one with invisible walls. Far too much is lost in our make-believe education. In our lack of intellectual independence, we provide liars with cover. And in distress, tiredness, and overwork, we will soon be drained of strength to fix it all. Therefore, rise and ensure that your contributions last. Know that you are a citizen of the world and that all the people of goodwill are your family. On the day the human family converges on wisdom, there will be no divisions left.